Good day, and welcome to the Q3 2012 Results Investor Relations Conference Call of OC Oerlikon Management AG. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I'd now like to turn the conference over to Mr. Andreas Schwarzwälder, Head of Investor Relations. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Sarah. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Oerlikon's Q3 conference call. With me today on this call is CEO Michael Buscher and CFO Jürg Fedier. Michael Buscher will provide a business update on the third quarter performance, followed by a discussion of the financials by CFO Jürg Fedier. Our brief introduction will be concluded by the outlook for the financial year 2012 provided by Michael Buscher, and as usual, a Q&A session to answer your question. It's my pleasure now to hand over to Michael Buscher.
Thank you, Andreas. Ladies and gentlemen, also from my side, a warm welcome to our today's conference call. In the third quarter, Oerlikon delivered a consistently competitive level of profitability with an EBIT margin of 11.6%. This is the third quarter in a row in which we reported an EBIT margin above 11.5%. Compared to the same period of last year, the group reported a solid increase in order intake of 7% and a sales increase of 2%. These positive results were especially driven by the strong performance of our segments Textile, Drive Systems, and Coating. Just to remind you, the group figures for the third quarter do not include the solar segment, which has been reported under discontinued operations since the announcement of the divestment in March. As reported last week, the Chinese Minister of Commerce, MOFCOM, has given merger control approval for the sale of our solar segment to Tokyo Electron Ltd., TEL. With that approval, all regulatory requirements necessary to close the transaction have been fulfilled. Oerlikon and TEL have now entered the final phase of the transaction process, and we will look forward to communicate further news when this process is officially closed. Now let us look at the results in detail. We continue to operate on a sustainable high level. Sales for the period from July to September 2012 were around 960 million Swiss francs, slightly above previous year's level. Three of five segments contributed positively to this growth. Currency effects had a positive impact on the figures in the third quarter, which will be shown by Jürg afterwards. From a regional point of view, markets in Europe and Asia, and China in particular, were the growth drivers in terms of sales. I will come back to this later. Order intake came in at a level of 900 million Swiss francs, which represents a 7% increase compared to the third quarter of 2011. The Textile segment contributed most to this achievement. With a group EBIT margin of 11.6%, Oerlikon again delivered a consistently competitive level of profitability. This is a result of our continued operational excellence initiatives and ongoing portfolio adjustments. However, the current EBIT margin is lower than the EBIT margin of 13.1% reported in Q3 2011. In this context, I would like to emphasize that Q3 2011 was an exceptionally strong quarter. In fact, it was the strongest quarter in 2011, primarily driven by the performance of the Textile and the Vacuum segment in Q3 2011. Please let me now highlight an important milestone of the group, which we have achieved in the third quarter 2012. Oerlikon has become net cash positive. This is a result of a disciplined execution of our agenda, underpinned by strong operational and financial performance. Let me now take a closer look at our sales split from a regional point of view. Consistent with our agenda, Oerlikon's expansion in emerging markets continued during Q3. Asia reported a sales growth of 9% in the quarter, with China contributing an increase of 12%. Consequently, the relative importance of Asia increased to 50% of sales in the third quarter 2012, compared to a restated 47% a year ago. Nevertheless, the fastest growing region in Q3 was Europe, with sales growth of 13%, primarily driven by Drive Systems and Textile. this increases the relative weight of this market to 33% of group sales. On the other hand, sales in North America fell by 29% and now represents 11% of Oerlikon's turnover. Sales in other regions amount to 6% to the group's total. Our ongoing penetration into the BRIC countries and other growth markets will contribute to further balance our global footprint in future. I would like now to comment on the operational development in the segments during the third quarter. Let us start with our biggest segment, textile. The market for man-made fiber equipment continued to remain strong. The positive trend was driven by two aspects. First, innovative new products presented at the ITMA Asia, and secondly, by increased demand for carpet yarn equipment in the US. Accordingly, the man-made fiber business unit now has an order book filled to the end of 2014, and first orders of 2015 have already been received. The natural fiber business unit recorded weaker sales compared to the second quarter 2012. But its order intake grows significantly to the successful launch of the new Autocoro 8 rotor spinning machine. This innovative machine was particularly well received in emerging markets such as China, India, and Turkey. From a country perspective, China is still the biggest contributor in terms of total sales, representing 41% of the segment's turnover. China's sales growth was 12%. In terms of region, we are reporting an Asia sales growth of 10%. The European sales growth of 14% was this time even higher than the one from Asia. Now let's have a look at drive systems. Sales in Europe, the largest market of drive, grow significantly by 52% and offset declines in other regions. Yes, in certain sectors the segment is facing an environment of slowed growth. However, also during the third quarter, an ongoing demand in agriculture, construction, mining and energy market was measurable. Yesterday, Drive System announced the optimization of its manufacturing footprint in Italy. An agreement has been signed to sell the plant in Garesio to a private Italian company for an undisclosed price. This strategic streamlining brings our operation efficiency up and the number of our drive system sites in Italy down from 7 to 5. Overall, the segment continued its expansion into emerging markets and started new assembly lines in its factory in China at the beginning of September. Let's go on to the vacuum segment. In Q3, Vacuum benefited from booking orders on projects delayed from the second quarter. Nevertheless, further postponements of projects were received. The segment was affected by overall softening of the market environment, particularly in the process industry, as well as solar and coating in Asia. Mitigation measures have already been taken. Amongst others, a new CEO was appointed. Dr. Martin Füllenbach started as planned 2 weeks ago, and his top priority will be the delivery of a growth-oriented business plan and the optimization of the segment's cost structure. We are not compromising on the long-term success of Vacuum. Consequently, we continued to invest in new products, logistics, and regional expansion. Let's now look at coating. In the second quarter, the segment reported strong growth in the tool markets, especially in Japan, Germany, and the US. However, slowing demand in the automotive market affected the component business. The segment continued to increase capacity in its existing centers, and it further expanded its global footprint by building additional coating centers worldwide. In August of this year, Coating opened a new coating center in Malaysia, which was the 88th in the world. Asia now accounts about 33% of the segment's sales. Let us finally look at our smallest segment, Advanced Technologies. As overall demand in the semiconductor industry slows, customers have reported lower tool utilization in all market segments. Postponement of sales projects was therefore expected. However, Advanced Technologies achieved the technical qualification for two important machine types, which will provide growth opportunities. First, the Solaris for coating of touch sensors, and second, the Hexagon, advanced semiconductor packaging solution for high volume production. The current market conditions caused lower sales and an EBIT close to break even. Ladies and gentlemen, in conclusion to the sections, let me summarize. Oerlikon delivered strong operational performance in 2012 in each quarter. We continued our operational excellence initiatives, and we have made further progress in moving closer to best in class. Now let me hand over to our CFO, Jörg Fedi, for more insights into our financial performance.
Thank you, Michael, and welcome from my side too. Let's start the financial review with a closer look at our five segments. Strongest contribution in order intake came from the textile segment, which, as you can see, could increase order intake by 17% up to 486 million Swiss francs compared to the same quarter in 2011. The segment Drive System, which was confronted with a slowing market environment, what we have heard before, is the only segment that saw a decline in order intake in the third quarter in 2012 compared to Q3 2011. Vacuum and coating could both increase order intake by 9% and 5% respectively. Coming from a lower base, however, Advanced Technologies reported an increase of 40% compared to the third quarter of 2011. With the exception of Vacuum and Advanced Technologies, the segments were able to increase sales year over year, with coating achieving the highest growth rate within the group at approximately 5%. Also, the textile segment made a substantial contribution to this achievement, mainly driven by the man-made fiber and achieving sales growth for the segment of 4% overall. In terms of EBIT margin, the textile segment, and particularly the man-made fiber business unit, showed the expected strong margin contribution. The strongest profitability improvement in the third quarter 2012 came from Drive System, where margins rose from 6.3% to 9.3% as restructuring measures and operational excellence initiatives are starting to pay off. The coating segment sustained its high level of profitability for the third time in a row, with margin of 20%, and continuously operates at best-in-class level. The focus on operational excellence and increased sales were the main drivers for this development. The vacuum margin, as was indicated before, of 8.3% was affected by the softening markets and postponement of sales orders, as well as structural measures which have been implemented to counterbalance this trend in the third quarter of this year. The Advanced Technology segment reported a Q3 EBIT close to break even, which was impacted by some of the delayed projects. After a long period of headwind in terms of exchange rate or foreign exchange rates, we reported a slightly positive impact from currencies in the magnitude of about 8%. This was primarily driven by the development of the US dollar and the Chinese renminbi. In terms of margin, the stronger impact was related to the currency mix within our global network. The order bridge illustrates the contribution of the different segments to increase in order intake of 61 million Swiss franc, or 7% for the group. Textile was, as you can see, the main contributor, which increased orders of 71 million Swiss francs compared to previous year, which was partly offset by a reduction of 32 million in the drive segment. And now finally, looking at sales, in the bridge we report growth in textile, drive system and the coating segment, resulting in an overall 2% sales growth for the group. Textile benefited from the ongoing strong performance on the man-made fiber business unit, which was able to overcompensate the weaker sales development of natural fibers and the associated textile components compared to previous year. Drive Systems was able to execute on the order backlog related to orders in its key markets like agricultural, construction and energy. And in coating, the solid growth in the tooling market was able to overcompensate some of the slowing demand on the automotive side. Vacuum and Advanced Technologies reported a decline compared to the third quarter of 2011. Vacuum, as Michael already indicated, was confronted with an overall softening of the market environment, especially in the industrial sector in the Asian areas. Looking at the like-for-like EBIT performance of the segments, we report a 10% EBIT decline, primarily driven by the decline in Vacuum due to lower sales and volumes compared to previous year, and costs related to process and structural improvement. However, compared with the first two quarters, and I think that's equally or even more important, of 2012, the EBIT margin could be sustained, as we anticipated, at the level of about 11.5%. The solid Q3 performance has resulted in a ROCE of 17.3% as of September 2012. Remind you that at the end of 2011 we stood at 16.5%. Based on this fundament, we will continue to focus on further value creation by rigorous execution of our strategy and the ongoing focus on operational excellence. As announced during the conference call on August 3, Oerlikon was able to repay the old credit facility 2 years ahead of maturity. This was only possible thanks to the completion of a refinancing consisting of a new credit facility and the Swiss bond issue in July of 2012, and obviously Oerlikon's strong operational and financial performance over the past 2 years. Our debt position at the end of Q3 was at a low of 368 million Swiss francs. As already indicated by Michael, but let me repeat that, we have reached another important milestone in the context of the financial restructuring, and we show a net cash positive by the end of September 2012. We have created a sustainable balance sheet and the needed financial flexibility to pursue our strategic intent. And with this comment, I would like to hand back to Michael for the closing remark and outlook for 2012.
Jörg, thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, as all of you know, the global economic environment is softening and remains difficult to assess. However, based on our strong 9 months result and our strengthened underlying performance, we confirm our outlook for the financial year 2012. Assuming stable currency and the closing of the solar divestment, we continue to forecast sales 2012 to be at 2011 restated levels, profitability to increase to an EBIT margin of around 12.5%, which means 11.5% without the one-time effect of the urban property sale, and an order intake to decline of up to -5%. We believe that the level of sustainable performance achieved strengthens our position in the current uncertain business environment and further helps us to come closer to our best-in-class ambitions. For sure, we remain focused, as also stated by Jörg, on the systematic execution of our agenda to further strengthen underlying performance. Finally, I would like to thank all our employees for their contribution to today's result and their commitment to deliver further profitability improvement and growth in the future. For sure, we also thank our investors very much for the ongoing trust. I would like to thank all of you for your interest and your participation in today's call. And this closes our overview, and I would be now happy to take your question, or we would be happy to take your questions. So, operator, please go ahead.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question at this time, please press the star or asterisk key, followed by the digit 1 on your telephone. Please ensure that the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. If you find that your question has already been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. Again, please press star 1 to ask a question. We will pause for just a moment to allow everyone to signal. We will take our first question today from Rito Amstalden from Helvia. Please go ahead, your line is now open.
Yes, good afternoon. Two areas, two questions from my side. First, regarding textile, can you give us here an view regarding the order development by region over the last month? And do you see here on the natural fiber part a further strengthening of the order pattern on this market, as we see that spinning mills having a better margin situation, at least that developed also over the last month? And the second area is drive systems. You show here an EBIT margin of about 9%, that's more or less flat to the previous quarter, but sales declined here about 10%. So how much of that is related to cost benefits, and how much is related to a sales mix shift, and how do you see this profitability trend going forward as sales is likely to decline further? Thank you.
Okay, hello Mr. Amstein, thank you for your questions. Textile order development region was your first one. In terms, when we compare quarter 3 2011 with quarter 3 2012, there is an increase in China. There is more or less stable situation in India, where some other Asian regions have also increased. There was a slight decline roundabout in the North America. North America region, and I think this covers more or less this part of the question, whereby I should may add that Turkey was coming out quite positively, which is by the way also reflected or is one element of our European sales growth from a group point of view. You have asked also for the order development related to the natural fiber going forward. I would say the first, maybe starting in general, man-made fiber is in this year in terms of volume higher than natural fiber, and was quite stable over the year. Still, as you know, also strong, which is reflected in the sales pipeline filled until 2014 with already orders in 2015. So natural fiber, it was a little bit more beaten beginning of the year, and we are now recognizing that the slight increase. Looking forward, we assume that specifically the India and the Turkish market is positive, a little bit mixed in China, so difficult currently to predict. In terms of product lines, the winding open end seems to be good. We have to look now how the ring is developing going forward. But overall, I would say, and I think it was also stated, some of the comments from the market community, that natural fiber is currently maybe a little bit stronger as we would have assumed a couple of months before the timing today. Then there was another question related to drive system, Jürg.
Herr Amstein, let me try to address that question on the drive systems here. First of all, I would like to go back on the statements which we have been making in the past. I mean, drive, as you know, is the segment which is most under a restructuring mode as we go forward. And I think I cautioned already over the past couple of quarters each time that we have to be careful in, trying to extrapolate some of the, current quarterly performance. I think what is important, what you should take out, and I think that goes back to your question on how much is coming from cost and how much is coming, from operating leverage here. I would say, it's based on both. The cost side, without going too much into detail here, is obviously meeting our expectation. But I think what is important here, and you alluded to that as well, looking forward into Q4, and I think we have said it at the call before, that there are some headwinds which we see on the drive side, which have been reported, starting with, some softening in energy and mining activity in the U.S., which is related again to commodity pricing or the falling away, in particular, of gas fracking. We have some pockets here in terms of agriculture. If you read those reports across the world, and I don't want to go into detail, which are very diverse, right? So, you know, there's not one unique picture. So even, coming to the point here, even if we see some weakness in order intake patterns, which potentially, too early to be said, fully, which potentially may have an impact on Q4 and its related margin, we still believe, and I think that's the important thing, we still believe that we are on track in restoring in the medium term what we said, the profitability of the segment as we go forward. And I think we have said a couple of times, Michael and myself in the past, that an initial target of 10% must be attainable. As I said, please take some of the short-term developments here in the market in place, but please also acknowledge that, also with what we have reported yesterday, with a subsequent closure of an additional site in Italy, and as you know, this footprint adjustment in Italy is an important consideration, that we continue to be on track. There's nothing which stands against that. And I think with that, I would leave it. I hope that answers your question, Mr. Armstrong.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you. We will take our next question today from Michael Foth from Bank von Tobel. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. Three questions. The first one would be regarding solar. What needs to be done now in the closing process, and do you have any more specific idea on the date of the closing of that deal? Second question would be, in the vacuum segment, you have talked about measures for margin improvement. Can you be a bit more specific what the plan is here to bring the profitability back into double digits? And the final question would be regarding your cash. You mentioned that Mr. Fedier, that the plan would be to repay the 66 million of the A facility. Did I get that correctly? Is there anything more that you may pay back? I guess not.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Fert, for your question. I will cover the first two, and Jürg will then answer the third one. With solar, I would like to ask for your understanding, and I think we all are professionals enough, but at this stage we will not disclose more information, neither on the process itself, not on the date. Vacuum, this margin improvement is for sure an important topic which you are addressing, and I think we have to differentiate between short-term measures and long-term structural topics. Short-term, we have to look to reinforce our sales organization, and there we are progressing well. We have made some changes on the Shiny side, and by the way, China was developing well the last couple of months, so orders are coming back. We are working currently also on some Salesforce improvements in Japan as well as in America, because we see in those countries additional potential which we have a little bit missed the last couple of months. Looking at more structural things, we are looking for sure at cost structure improvement measures, further low-cost sourcing. There we see room for improvement, as well as looking at the product portfolio to make some accelerations in our roadmap in order to ensure that more standardized products with benefits on the cost side will come to the market soon. So I think those are, in a nutshell, gives us some insights about what we are currently doing, and Dr. Martin Füllenbach has started very well 2 weeks ago, so he was he's picking up there quite fast the topics, but it will take some time until the margin will come back, and this is also what I've stated, just to reconfirm, we will really look that we are doing the things substantially. We're building currently up a logistics center in Cologne in order to make for the medium and long term the cost structures even more interesting on those German sites. Also, So those kind of things will take some time, and but we are quite confident to bring the margin back in a possible time frame.
Then let me follow up on the cash side. If I understand your question correctly, yeah, obviously, I mean, we'll deploy as much cash as we can into the revolver facility. I mean, that's one of the reasons why we negotiated this facility, to have that particular flexibility. Now, the remainder of the cash, or I would say for the foreseeable future, that we're going to, you know, carry a significant amount of cash on the balance sheet. But as I said, you know, this obviously needs to look at it in terms of the medium to long term, in order to fund, you know, some of the strategic intents, and in order to fund, you know, some of the growth aspirations which we have. So I hope that answers your question. Yeah.
Yes, it does. Maybe just a very short follow-up. Is you're planning to maintain your 25% dividend payout policy? Is that correct?
We have, first of all, let me correct that. You know, the policy which we have announced last year is up to 40% of net. Obviously, you know, based on where we are trading at this point in time, you know, we obviously may consider to maintain that. The ultimate decision, however, is going to be taken from the board, but I think it's a fair assumption that we continue to operate within that range, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We will take our next question today from Armin Rechtsberger from ZKB. Please go ahead, your line is now open.
Okay, good afternoon, gentlemen. Almost all questions were answered except one. North America, the sales there went back 29%. Can you elaborate a little bit more what happened there? I assume it's mostly drive systems, as you are strongly focused there in North America, I mean. But also maybe about carpet yarn equipment, or what happened. I mean, you also must have had some tailwind in North America from the U.S. dollar, and even though 29 minus percent. Hello?
Yeah, sorry.
I'm sorry, I finished. I restarted.
Okay. Was also our hope. So, in terms of North America, we have several segments we are facing challenges. It's about coating, it's vacuum, it's drive system. And specifically on the drive system, we had this topic with construction, on the construction and on the energy side, which is also on our customer side facing some fun challenges. So is this, does that answer your question?
Mm-hmm. And what do you see the development just very recently?
It's difficult to predict. I think with those areas which are affected, I think we have to differentiate. Drives is, I think, in general, currently the market, from an end market point of view, more on the slower, weaker side. While I've indicated on the vacuum side, we will look if we cannot internally further improve here. And with coating, we have to see. In general, automotive is not so strong currently, which has an impact on the coating side. However, so far we could overcompensate in some other areas those kind of automotive development.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We will take our next question today from Patrick Lager from Credit Suisse. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Thank you. Just one quick question regarding your balance sheet, which turned net cash. A very simple one, but assuming you would go for an acquisition over the next few months, is this likely to be a small acquisition, or let's say, I don't know, of about 50, 70 million pro forma sales, or would you prefer to opt for a large acquisition of, let's say, 300, 400 or 500 million. I'm not expecting any indication here, but this would be nice. Thank you.
Hello, I think, you know, we know each other long enough, and I think we're not going to speculate on that, because there's no ground of speculation, and we obviously don't want to create any speculation. So I apologize, I cannot address that question.
I like this. No problem. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. We will take our next question today from Jean-Baptiste Roussilly from Societe Generale. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Just a quick question on the foreign exchange impact. Can you be more specific on the impact on your revenue and also on the profitability, please?
Well, Mr. Rossi, for sure, you know, I think we had it shown, you know, in the slide. We have shown the slide,
yes.
Right? We have shown it in the slide number one, if you don't mind to go back on that. You know, we have, as I said, you know, the turning point based on the development of those exchange rates. We had an impact of transaction effect on sales, which is, and historically has been pretty marginal, at about 2 million, and we had an impact of about 68 million on translation effects to the positive side on the sales side. And you see on you know, the right hand side of the chart, you know, the development in terms of transaction effect and translation effect on EBIT. Again, you know, look at that. It's a little bit more complicated to explain that in one or two sentences. But what I could offer is obviously that, you know, Andreas, you know, can help you out a little bit more from a structural point of view. As I said, there is normally the way we are being set up and the way we purchase and the way we move purchasing from currency to other currencies. You know, lesser impact on the EBIT side through a transaction effect. You know, this time, because of specific issues related to the Chinese renminbi relative to the euro, you know, we have had, you know, some positive impacts which were directly related to COGS savings, respectively to sourcing savings out of that situation. But as I said, I don't want to make it too complicated here over the phone, if I may ask you to, if you have further question in that regard, that you deepen that with Andreas, you know, separately, if that would be okay for you.
Yeah, well, I will try to find the slides. Actually, I don't have them, so I will have a look on the website. I'm sure.
Oh, okay. I'm being told that the slides have been shared. It's slide number nine.
Slide number nine, Jean-Baptiste, on the presentation.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thanks. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. We will take our next question today from Christoph Ladner from Kepler Capital Markets. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. Couple of questions. The first one on textile. If I understood you correctly, sales have been driven by the man-made business and order intake has been driven by natural fiber. Now, I'm just wondering how the backlog splits between the two. Man-made and natural fiber, and how does the stronger natural fiber business, what does that mean for margins, because we probably should assume that the natural fiber machinery has a lower margin than the man-made fiber, the synthetic fiber machinery, yes. So that's the first question. Then the second question, similar on a coating business, here you said that the tools are still doing well, but the components, due to the weakness in automotive, is coming back somehow. Now, I'm just wondering how the split between this tool business and the components business is, and if there's also a difference in margin or something. And the third question, just a very short one on China. I mean, you mentioned how much China is in the textile business. I'm just wondering how much China is of overall sales and order intake. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Ladner, I start with your first question related to textile. I think your assessment was perfectly right. Regarding your question related to the backlog, I think you can assume, based on the nature of the business, that the man-made fiber backlog is higher because, as you know, the it's more project-driven business. It's high volume, or not high volume, it's not the right. It's volume business is only 20, 30 customers in a year, while in natural fiber you have maybe 200 to cover. So therefore, you have big machines which you are selling, two-digit million numbers, project-driven business. So this is providing, as the nature of the business is showing, more backlog compared with natural fiber business. Related to your question to coating with tools and components, the split, and also in terms of volume, in terms of margin, we are not going to disclose. So we have not done that in the past, and I think we will also be cautious on those level of details going forward. The third question, we are just on the precise answer. We're just looking in the numbers here. Just a second, please. Okay. So China, we have just double-checked. China is around about 25% in total of group sales. In Q3,
okay,
yeah.
Thank
you. Is that okay, Mr. Lana?
Okay, yes. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We will take our next question today from Michael Studer from Bellevue. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Yes, thank you for taking my question. I'm also digging a bit onto coating. You've given in the past, I remember, I think, your investor day, the split at least from the automotive portion. If I'm not mistaken, it was about 60%. Is that still the number we should count on? And maybe you can also give us an average capacity utilization indication for Europe and the other regions. Is that possible?
With the automotive, we are not so sure if we have given those numbers. In fact, it's on a lower level. So due to whatever reason, you remember the 60%, so please assume that automotive is on a lower number. It's even below 50. Yeah. This capacity utilization is also a topic which we have not disclosed in the past.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think you can assume, based on the volume which we are currently trading, in which area we are. Yeah.
So basically not changed quarter over quarter, if I take just the plain numbers, right?
Yes, can assume that. Yes, as we have said, open one coating center in Malaysia. We have slightly increased capacities, but we had also made some clean up in all centers. So therefore, yeah, I think your assumption is in the right direction.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We will take our next question today from Andre Rudolph von Rohr from UBS. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I have three questions. The first one is also on coating. There's been ongoing negative news flow on the automotive sector in Europe. I wanted to know if you have already seen sort of a significant change of demand over the last months, and do you have already taken some measures in response to lower demand in the coating segment there. And on vacuum, I would like to know that if you could quantify sort of extraordinary costs that had a negative impact in Q3, because you mentioned some logistics costs for the expansion in other regions, and should we expect similar costs in Q4 again? And then on solar, I just wanted to know if you previously gave a guidance on the impact of the transaction on income statement and cash flow statement, is this guidance still valid, or should we expect some changes there?
Okay. Mr. Rudolph, I start with your coating question. We are seeing input from the automotive industry, specifically in Europe. However, so far we could compensate that with other part of the business in coating. Automotive, maybe a side remark on China, because we found that quite maybe worth also to mention it. China was in the automotive not really bullish beginning of that year, so we were facing declines in terms of order intake. However, the last couple of months this becomes now again more stable. So with that regard, we are, I would say, cautiously optimistic looking forward, but we should stay very careful on the automotive part, which is, as we have just said, less than half of our business. What is helping us, by the way, is also the regional split. And Brazil was quite positive the last couple of in that quarter. Regarding vacuum, I'd like to say we had not specific restructuring costs. What we have done is we have further invested, exactly the example you have mentioned, for example, this logistics center in Cologne, also on the continue to invest on the R&D side, but there's no extraordinary cost which we have to disclose at this point of time. For sure, there are some one-off effects also associated to leadership changes, also in regions which I've said before, like Japan or North America. So there will be some impacts which we have to consider specifically now in the fourth quarter. And from then onwards, we will report them with our when we disclose our Q4 figures. And then there was
the impact on Solange.
I think I can only repeat what we have said before. It makes no sense at this stage to comment about the final phase of the transaction process, and we will disclose more information when we have finalized the next phase in that process.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take a follow-up question from Armin Rechberger from ZKB. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
I'm sorry, I was not fast enough to cancel my question because the speaker before just asked again about solar, and I just wanted to ask also again, I mean, what do you have to still do there? Can you, as I ask now the question, still answer a little bit more there? I mean, what has to be done that might do no harm so we can understand what you are facing a little bit better?
Mr. Westenberg, I apologize. I can only repeat what we have already said. We are now in the final stage, and based on that, we can report, or we will report when we have reached the next milestone. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks.
Thank you. As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question at this time, please press star 1. We will take our next question today from Mangesh Kulkarni from Almonds Global Securities. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my questions. I just want to have your views on your Indian subsidiary, Fairfield Atlas, where as per Indian listing norms, you need to bring down your shareholding below 75% before the June 2013. So what are your plans for this?
I'm not sure,
hello.
Mr. Kulkarni. I'm not sure, Mr. Kulkarni, if I've fully understood your question, but let's try. I will try to answer, and then you may follow up. Regarding to our strategy, I think we have to differentiate between short-term development and long-term development in India. And India is definitely an interesting market. We have, based on that, we are further expanding our capacity from a drive point of view in India. As you know, we have two plants, Pune and Noida. And part of those products which we have phased out based on the closing of the factories, phased out of those factories, were allocated to India. So we are using India currently on the drive system side as a, let me say, low-cost land, a country, mostly for export. Looking forward, we see further opportunities on the domestic demand. So this is currently under assessment to deliver more of those kind of components based on the increasing technology level in India, that we are again addressing more the domestic demand. So we see further growth potential. And by the way, also on the textile segment, a couple of months ago, the economy in India was a little bit cooling down, but this is picking up currently, as the same is valid for the drive system side.
Mr. Kulkarni, Fedi speaking, I want to add, I think, coming back on one precision of your question here in terms of shareholding for Fairfield Atlas. We are aware of those rules. We are looking at different options as we speak right now, but I think it would be premature now to disclose in what direction this will go, but we'll definitely communicate ahead of time to you what's going to happen because of those regulatory changes in India, if you allow me to take it or leave it there.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay.
As a final reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question at this time, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As there are currently no further questions in the queue, that will conclude today's question and answer session. Now I'd like to turn the call back to your host today for any additional or closing remarks.
So, thank you very much. Thank you for your questions. This closes our Q3 conference call, and we're happy to take questions throughout the next days and couple of months, and we hope to speak to you on March 5th when we disclose our Q4 results. So thank you very much, have a great day, and speak to you soon.
That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.